Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and time for Wednesday's Perfect 10. Is your brain ready for my midweek edition of our quiz? As always, I have puzzles, brain teasers to educate, to entertain, and to irritate you just a little. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Now, before playing today's questions, you might want to head back to Monday's shows, if you've missed any of them, to catch up with the rest of us during the week. So we have Monday, Tuesday, now we're on Wednesday. It's an excellent way to get some extra points for your week on your scorecard. Right then, today is the 13th of March, and it was on this day way, way back in 1781 that the astronomer William Herschel discovered the seventh planet from the sun, Uranus. Now, I call it Uranus because that was how I was brought up, and that's what we called it until somebody decided that that sounded rude and we should all call it Uranus. Uranus, Uranus, up to you. It's time to discover if you can achieve a perfect 10 score, as here come your questions for today's quiz. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10, and we're beginning with some music. The song When You're Gone was a duet by Bryan Adams and which member of the Spice Girls? Do you remember the song? Do you know the Spice Girl? Question two is our clues in the news round. Listen closely to the clip and see if you can figure out which famous phrase or saying the fictional news report is referring to.
Good evening. A British tourist has revealed they are struggling to navigate their way around Italy, as every single route they drove on resulted in them ending up in the country's capital city.
Can you work out that famous phrase? Hope you can. Question three, Carolateral thinking, and it's time for some lovely, lovely maths. If a person has worked exactly 7.5 hours a day, every day for 5 days, how many minutes have they worked? Have a think and see if you can work out the right number of minutes. That's what I'm after. Remember though, you can pause. That's perfectly allowed. You can rewind this quiz at any point if you feel like you need some extra time, which I think you do on some questions. I certainly do. It's not cheating, by the way. When you're ready, come back here. I'll be waiting. Question four is our memory round, where your recall is put to the test. It's Where Are We Wednesday? So we're about to learn all about a famous city, but do make sure you listen closely as a question will follow. Today, we're having a little tour around Toronto.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for a geography lesson, and today I'm going to tell you all about the city of Toronto. Toronto is the most populous city in Canada. It is the capital of the Canadian province of Ontario and has a population of around 2.8 million people. Toronto is an international centre of business, finance, arts, sports and culture, and is one of the most multicultural and cosmopolitan cities in the world. If you visit the city, you won't be able to miss the CN Tower that has a height of 553 metres and was the world's tallest freestanding structure until it was overtaken by Dubai's Burj Khalifa skyscraper in 2007. For sports fans, Toronto is home to a number of professional teams, including the ice hockey team, the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the basketball team, the Toronto Raptors.
Well, let's find out if you were paying attention, because here comes your question. The CN Tower has a height of how many metres? Can you remember the height of that tower for a point? Okay, questions 5, 6, and 7 are all part of what we call the 3 Fs, frivolous, familiar, and fun. Here's question 5, and it's time for some pop. In 1972, Jimmy Osmond had a UK number one single with the song long-haired lover from where? Hopefully, that will get you another point this Wednesday. Here comes question 6. The King's Indian Defence is an opening in which game? I think quite a few of you get another point for that. Question 7, TV. Who played Federal Agent Jack Bauer in the TV series 24? It was a huge television series, but can you name the actor? Is that perfect 10 score in touching distance? I hope so. For question 8, we move to 2 in, 2 out, where you will need to swap and spell. So here goes. Which two letters can you change in the word plant, P-L-A-N-T, to make a very large fictional creature? Swap those two letters and find that creature for me. Question 9. Well, we call it I know this, because there's a chance, very good chance that you might. Here's the question. Who was the first female president of Ireland? Is her name sitting somewhere in the back of your mind? I hope so. We are almost there. It's question 10 and it's time for your Wednesday anagram. Which American city is an anagram of ill-shaven? Ill, I-L-L, shaven, S-H-A-V-E-N. Can you find that famous American city? And that's today's Perfect 10. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's podcast. It downloads automatically. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. Did you crack it? Did you get a Perfect 10 score? Here come the answers. You'll find out.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Question 1, I started with the song When You're Gone. It was a duet by Bryan Adams and which member of the Spice Girls? The answer is Sporty Spice, Mel C or Melanie Chisholm, to give her full name. Any of those answers will do, and she's lovely. In 2005, Bryan Adams recorded a new version of When You're Gone with Baywatch star Pamela Anderson replacing Mel. Oh, he gets about that boy. Question 2 was clues in the news, and I was looking for a well-known phrase hidden in our fictional news bulletin.
Good evening. A British tourist has revealed they are struggling to navigate their way around Italy, as every single route they drove on resulted in them ending up in the country's capital city.
And the saying I was looking for, I hope you got it, was all roads lead to Rome. Question 3 was a maths-based Carroll lateral thinking question. If a person has worked exactly 7.5 hours a day, every day for 5 days, how many minutes have they worked? Well, the answer is 2,250 minutes. So 7.5 hours a day is equal to 450 minutes a day. Multiply it by 5, because they work for 5 days, you get the correct answer of 2,250 minutes. Very well done. If you got that one correct. Question 4. Where are we Wednesday? Memory round. And we were learning about the Canadian city of Toronto. And I asked you this. The CN Tower has a height of how many metres? Were you paying attention? The answer was 553 metres. Well done. Really well done if you managed to remember that. Question 5. In 1972, Jimmy Osmond had a UK number one single with the song Long Haired Lover from... where? Well, he was, I remember the voice. Gosh, I was young then. Long-haired lover from Liverpool. He didn't sound Scouse at all. Jimmy Osmond became the youngest person to have a UK number one single when Long-haired lover from Liverpool reached the top spot when he was just 9 years and 8 months old. Yeah, definitely didn't sound like he came from Liverpool. Question 6, and I asked you, the King's Indian Defence is an opening in which game? And the answer to that is incredible. The majestic game of chess. Question 7. Who played Federal Agent Jack Bauer in the TV series 24? And the answer is Kiefer Sutherland. And he played the character in over 200 episodes of the show. Question 8. Two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word plant to make a very large fictional creature? Well, if you change the P to a G and the L to an I, you get an enormous giant, G-I-A-N-T. Question 9 was, I know this. Who was the first female president of Ireland? The answer is Mary Robinson. Mary was the country's 7th president, and she served from December 1990 until September 1997. And finally, question 10, your midweek anagram. Which American city is an anagram of ill-shaven? Did you get it right? It was Nashville, which is the capital and most populous city of the state of Tennessee, home, of course, to Taylor Swift. Did you score a perfect 10 today? If so, please let us know. If not, it's always tomorrow. Remember to follow or subscribe to our Perfect 10 podcast and also across our social media channels so you don't miss out on any of our podcasts as they drop or any of our bonus social content, which is a lot of fun, actually, over there on social media. Come and be a part of the family at Perfect 10 Carol on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. The more the merrier. So please come and join us. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day.
Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.